Thank you, Carter. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Bob Drew.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. Hold on. Just a split second, would you please? Sorry about that.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's not you.
Okay. I'm trying to get a hold of her.
It's not you, dude.
Tell them to shut off or something. Okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were going to be rented.
Sorry about that, Steve.
That's all right. No worries.
So I knew as soon as I called you, somebody would be calling in.
Of course. That's just the way the world works.
All right. Let's see here. I need to have about 10 minutes of the underwriter's time.
Yeah.
Do you want me to call him, or do you want me to... He needs to call me.
Yeah, he's actually going to get you. He's going to call you.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out probably the best time is going to be. Is there when you want to set up like a certain time so I know I'm in the office?
That's the best way to go about it. Yeah.
Okay, let's plan on. Let's see here, 10 o'clock your guys' time tomorrow morning. Would that work out?
10 o'clock our time?
Yeah, that'd be 1 o'clock my time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean that's
that'll
totally
give plenty of time to get back here and you know get settled, knowing that you guys will call around about that time, and he can try the office number first.
Yeah. Okay.
And then for some reason, if he happens to get it real quick, I'll he can just dial me on my cell number.
Okay.
All righty.
That sounds good. Office number first. If not that, then your cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I might just I might be coming in. I might be just out in the shop. Never know.
Okay, yeah, I got you. No worries.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Bob, so we'll give you a call tomorrow.
All right, have a good evening.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.